said the boy. There are some peanuts in the house. Perhaps if we give the elephant some of them, she will stop smashing things. The children ran into the house and brought out the peanuts. Tippy was a very polite elephant as she stepped up and took a peanut with her trunk. Each time she took one, she made a bow to the children.
These are very nice children, thought Tippy. I think I'll play with them.
While she was eating the peanuts, she would reach out her frisky right front foot and smash a sand pie or step on the pail. Once she stamped right down on a poor little doll.
Let's give this elephant a present, said the boy. Then maybe she will forget about smashing things.
She may have my old straw hat, said the girl. So she ran into the house and brought back a pretty hat with a red flower on one side of it. Tippy Elephant put her head down while the girl tied the hat on.
Oh, she looks lovely,
said the girl as Tippy bowed her head to show that she was thanking the children. Tippy was so pleased with her hat that she started for home at once.
I can hardly wait to show Mother Elephant my beautiful hat,
thought the baby elephant as she went tipping back through the field to the circus.
Oh, how sweet you look, Tippy dear, said Mrs. Elephant when she saw her child.
Tippy Elephant turned slowly around to show her mother how very pretty the hat was. Two monkeys came hurrying up to look at it, and a giraffe put his head down to smell the red flower.